though. You don't have it all. Blog
Talk Radio.
It is.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey, hey. Glad to have you with us. We see that the list is already growing for call-ins.
It is indeed.
But we will do our best to work in those of you that are watching us from the site.
We'll make it happen. At least one or two. We can't get like 15 of them.
So if you have Facebook and you're listening, you could come on over to the show page and watch us at the same time. So I'm Deborah Lee, and I'll be your psychic love doctor for the next hour. And I have with me, of course, Kimba Baggins, who is your host in the Facebook chat that's going on, and he's also fielding your phone calls. So he's kind of a
jack of all trades. Our audio is groovy.
Awesomeness.
So we're good. We're set.
So let me remind all of you that we're using only ordinary playing cards. So not to be confused with tarot or oracle cards or any of the other systems that are out there used for psychic readings. So yes, only playing cards. Also, speaking of the cards, I will be using a 24 card layout for each of your readings. I prefer that over just, you know, randomly selecting a few cards, as some prefer. I can only do one layout for you though, due to time constraint with people waiting. But if you were to arrange a private session with me, you would find that the layouts are repeated. For as many questions that you may have, I will do a new layout for you. And they're all connected, so it isn't like you're getting some kind of disjointed reading. So I just thought I'd mention that. So now I'm going to turn this over to, ta-da, to Jimbo.
Hey, I'd like to remind everybody this show's for informational and entertainment purposes only. That's our opening disclaimer, our show disclaimer.
Yes.
Let's see here. Also, if you're an international listener or Facebook viewer, let me know. We'll give you an international shout-out. Laura was so early, nobody heard her because she was like the first one here. International shout-out to Laura from Canada.
Yay.
We're re-shouting, okay? Okay, all righty. What we're going to do now is talk about the phone number and phone calls and stuff, because that's the primary but not the only method of getting a free reading tonight. 515-602-9676, that's the number to call in. We have people on hold already. And when you call in, you're going to get a message that says you can listen to the show while you hold. And that's if you hear the show, then everything's working perfectly like clockwork. And I will see you on a list. We'll get to you. I'm making note of the list so I know, you know, whoever was holding the longest gets to, you know, we don't want anybody taking cut in line, bottom line. So the longer you hold, the sooner you'll be called. When we take your call, please, please, if you legally and safely can, do the following things. Get off the speakerphone. Get off your Bluetooth. Turn down any kind of background noise you have going on whatsoever. Let's see what else. Stop multitasking. Chill out. Relax. Find a good place. Bouncing around with that cell phones nowadays, that can get kind of rough. Anything you can do to make that call perfect. Because your call is going through the internet, through a website, coming out our computers and our computer speakers. So it can get rough if there's any kind of other things happening.
Right.
But, you know, you got to follow the law and you got to keep yourself safe. So we don't want you jeopardizing that over sound quality. Let's see. Also, real quick, for the folks that can't call in, we will open the door from time to time for Facebook Messenger folks. But two things. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee because that's who you're going to messenger.
Yes, you must.
You have to. And you're not going to messenger until we actually open that door, formally announce, or I type it in Facebook Live too. Also, now is the time because it'll just ring. It won't go on hold and we'll have to hang up. And that would make you and us feel sad. Also, let me add some more information here. Tonight, at the conclusion of your reading with Deborah, I will be giving you a healing angel card reading. That's the sound of conclusion, which means it's not the sound of quick fire off two or three more questions to Deborah. That means that's a done deal.
Yeah.
Because we got to move on. Because, you know, we got folks that want to message with us. We got folks that are holding. Like Deb said before, if you want that quality, infinite amount of questions for time block, that's when you arrange a private reading on the secondlovedoctor.com website. So that's the rules. And I think we've covered everything, yes? Then we shall go to our first caller.
I think so. Oh, wait, Jim. Jim, what is the day? What is our day? It's mashed potato day.
Well, there's lots of good food days. It's National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Let me just put our card back on hold real quick.
That's right.
And National Mashed Potato Day. I think that was pretty much it for the food stuff. And then there's always serious stuff. National Prayer Day. National Speak Up for Victims of Sexual Abuse Day. I mean, there's so many days out there. There's something for everybody.
And I'd just like to know who is the one who, you know, concocted.
Yeah, well, petition it and it gets declared. I don't know what kind of official declaration process there really is, but you know, mashed potatoes are serious business, I guess, you know? Yeah. You know what, though? Who doesn't like mashed potatoes? Maybe kids, but once you're an adult, pretty much, they are damn good.
They really are.
Because, I mean, you know what? You don't like the gravy? You put butter. You don't like the butter? Put cheese.
The only time, though, Jim, they are not good is when you're going through the chow line and you're on active duty in the military. No, it's more like at the consistency of...
Oh, well, you know.
Like pudding? No, maybe not pudding. No, I can't even find a word
for
it.
But they do use real potatoes.
And isn't it crazy, though, that they just water them down too much? Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things they had... Like boot camp, that was some of the people they called it the spud locker. And these dudes would just sit there with a knife. Knife, not a peeler. And they would just sit there and they'd peel the potatoes and they'd throw them in the thing of water, like for infinity, because there's so many people they have to feed every meal.
Like a huge bag of taters.
It was this giant pot of water and they just boom, plop them in after they did it.
Okay.
All right. So enough of that. Let's go back to the...
The 203
color. Connecticut, I believe. Yes, 203. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. And who we got on the line?
Thank you. Thank you. It's Pat and Chance. How are you two?
Oh, we are actually doing very well.
Welcome back.
Yeah, glad to have you.
Quick, thank you. Quick question because I was on last night, and I know you have lots of other callers. Money. Money's on my mind. It's... you know, I've got big bills on charge. It's going to keep me paying a loan off for a couple of years. So it's really affecting me. Do you see anything coming in, more work? This one woman, I was really glad to connect with her. She's been on again and off again. She's kind of flighty or I don't know what, but... I was so happy to get a job, and then she canceled it last minute, and that's happened a number of times.
Well, Pat, what kind of work do you do?
I walk dogs. I house sit animals. That doesn't happen too often. The woman that hires me for that broke her foot, so she won't be going away for months. And I used to clean houses. I haven't had any work like that. This woman has hired me to organize things in her house, kind of stuff like that.
Okay. So you'd like to know if there'll be more work coming in?
Yeah.
For you?
I know it's kind of bleak. I may not be having stuff come in for a while.
Well, I want to say one thing as I get started here. Pat, You are not alone in the death department. Okay.
Yeah. With,
there are, I'd say, far more people in some kind of debt, especially after the pandemic, than there are those who are pretty solvent. You know,
yeah.
And it seems like a temporary state. We get everything taken care of, and then, oops, something comes along.
Oops.
Time for
exactly.
another loan.
Whoop,
mm-hmm.
There it is. Whoop,
exactly.
There it is. Yep, it's the need. We understand. Seems like that's like our American way of life, debt.
You say that, and I have to stand with you on that. I think the way our ancestors, I don't want to go too far back, you know, generationally, but I think a lot of them knew how to save, and they knew how to pay for things with cash, which we don't do anymore. Yeah.
I'm pretty good with all that, but this all started when my mechanic blew my engine and put me in the hole for $4,000. And I actually was heading up to the dentist that day for a $2,000 bill. So that's just, you know, I haven't recovered.
Well, I want to tell you the first thing right off the top in your cards is that money's going to start looking beautiful for you. It is right
okay.
here, Jim. You can vouch for me. And I don't think they can see the top row. But, oh, yes, it looks like you could be sitting pretty before too long here. Now, because it's been on your mind today, I worried that your energy might be low and that the cards would reflect, you know, less than positive. But, no.
Right.
Yeah. And one thing I want to tell you is that a lot of us are going to struggle through the rest of the year. That's a fact.
Yeah.
But in the new year, I feel you are going to have yourself a, what should I call it? Like a soulmate connection. There's going to definitely be a man in your life. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is going to be a for life connection. And this is go ahead.
That's what I want. Is he rich, Deborah?
He's got to be, right?
Yes, he's got to be.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Be careful.
The thing is, some really good men come wearing a barrel, and then you find a way to struggle together. But my grandmother had a saying. She said, if there's no money in the wallet, and she said, love goes right out the window. You can't live like that for very long. So
times have changed.
I feel, though, that you're coming up on this connection. The money looks very, the security, let's put it that way. It's security financially that I feel he will bring into your life. Okay.
That's what I need. Yeah.
And that's what you should manifest, that you was like a man of, what do we call it? What do they call it? Like they'll say financially stable.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what, that's one of the cliche, well, the catchphrases they would use in the old days on the.
I think so.
Match type places. Looking for a financially stable partner.
Another thing is I couldn't imagine anybody better than you to take care of people's pets when, like, they're away. You just are so golden, and you love animals so much that you might just spoil them to death. Well, not to death, but...
We know, yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go, Jim.
All right, stand by for your healing angel card reading.
Yeah.
Subject is trust. All will work out well. We, your angels, are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. Trust in the healing power of our love. We love you more than you will ever know.
Aww.
So there's
you've got nice angel.
All will work out well. It's a third sentence.
Yes.
That's
so,
the key. You know?
We have to have faith and we have to have trust.
Yes,
that
indeed.
That's right.
Thank you for holding forever.
That's
we appreciate
right.
that.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much. Love you guys.
All right. We
love
shall
we'll
talk again soon.
Yes, we'll speak soon. Take care.
Real quick, we're going to give another international shout out. I'll call him Mike from the UK, but he's got another alter ego because Mike's been being a bad boy again.
You might want to explain.
So it's John Smith.
Oh,
Isn't that John Smith? Wasn't John Smith banging Pocahontas or something like that? Wasn't he? Was it that John Smith?
I think so. And John Smith
running around getting dirty with the natives. All right, anyway.
What's the name of that actor that played him? They actually filmed a lot of the outside scenes up
there. Yeah, I can't remember if I ever saw that movie. We say that movie. We should say the most recent movie because they made a billion movies on that.
I really think it was a bust of a movie. I think if I remember right,
you pretty much got to be like into the history stuff otherwise. Otherwise, the entertainment value was not good. But anyway, and he has thanked us. Well, John Smith has thanked us for his international shout out.
He's also reputed to be very well endowed, Mike, or John, or whoever you are tonight.
Who? What?
John Smith.
How the hell do people know that? What did they just? What somebody that goes, I'm reading history on it. Oh, by the way, he had a big wanger. What, Pocahontas like the kiss and tell? I mean, what's going on here?
The actor who played him, and I cannot grab the name. It was well known for that. In fact, Angelina Jolie had a go around with him too. And I don't think that she...
We're talking actors now and characters. You're mixing the whole batch up. 703, Northern Virginia. 703, welcome to the show.
Hi there, Anna.
Hello. How are you?
I can't wait till you're wrong.
And what do you love, my dear? I heard you say,
I don't know. My kids.
Oh. I didn't hear her say that.
Sometimes.
Hold on. I think she thought she was going to make a remark about well-endowed men or about John Smith or...
I think you hear things you want to hear sometimes, too. She has selective hearing. But anyway, let's get on with the reading since we have 4 trillion callers. Yes, we have more callers in our population. Go ahead.
I had a really good phone interview yesterday with a company here up in Ashburn. Then... I don't know. I'm still waiting for the other company, the one in Herndon, to give me a call, hopefully for an in-person. So do you think one of those will happen?
Well, that's a good question. That gives you options. So let's take a look and see what we got. And Jim is going to chat with you.
I always say that, but sometimes I can't. But I will. And especially when you guys have a lot of this opening conversation I miss, so I feel shame. But I'm busy doing all the things. I am multitasking.
Well, then put that in.
Because that is the voodoo that I do. All right. You got it? All right. So did you have something yesterday? Or is it today, an interview?
Phone interview yesterday. The company is PCI. And then I had 3 interviews. The company is called PCCW, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, it is.
You might have to go to interview rehab pretty soon. You're gonna get addicted.
I know, right?
Possibly. You can open your own interview. Hi, I'm an interviewaholic and I need help.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I took that. So I took the job at the retail store, and it's just been a disaster after disaster. I was working the register, and apparently somehow $100 became missing. I have no idea what happened. I think it got stuck under the drawer, but I don't know. So I don't know where it is, and it's just been awkward ever since.
I would hate to hand the money. It could be $1 to freak out sometimes.
I know.
Balance at the end of the day.
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
Yep. Like,
I've had a few dollars missing or some change, but never $100. So I don't know. I have no idea what happened because I was very, I count the cash when they give it to me. I count when they give it back. So I know that's not an error, but I don't know where it is.
Do 2 of you do that together, or is it just one person balancing out?
Usually 2, isn't it?
I thought there
no,
would be
no, 1 person.
Well, that's kind of their gaffe doing that, because they ought to, make – because now fingers can be pointed at you. And,
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so
– Yeah, that's why she wants to get the hell out of that world. I don't blame her.
And
absolutely.
Your cards are presenting quite a challenge here for you. And they're saying that the next job that you get, which should be coming – very soon to you. I'd be amazed if you don't hear something by the end of this week for sure. But it's going to be a job that's really going to test you. whichever one you take. Hmm. So
test it a good way?
A way for growth.
Hmm. So it might not seem good to her maybe at the time, but she'll realize that it actually was good for her.
Kind of how you bluffed your way into that one job, and you actually spent time burning the midnight oil learning about the work because you came across that you said, oh, I know how to do all this, but some things you had to. You don't remember?
Nope.
Learn.
Yeah, that's right. So
okay, I believe you, even though I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, I think.
Do you think one job will be better than the other one? I mean, do you think one is a higher chance of getting? Which one do you feel is better, or what will come through?
The one that is better for your career and better for you in terms of benefits and a location and all of that is the one that, when you accept it, it will hold its challenges for you. So just be aware. It's not going to start out like a walk in the park, but you'll get there. You're a go-getter. You'll get there.
Interesting. Okay. Well, she's
Do you think you have a better chance of getting either one?
I do.
Okay.
And that would be nice for you to have a choice.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All right. We got to keep on moving. Your healing angel card reading subject is, I don't think I've had this one before for anybody. Sacred Source is the subject. We, your angels, are here to remind you of your magnificence. You are literally an angel in the making, a being of eternal love and light, forever one with God, /goddess, and all creation.
How is that?
That's a pretty big dog of kind of a thing. I've never seen that one before.
You know, one thing I see for you, Andrea, is that down the road, I'm talking years, I'm thinking at least 5, if not 10, you will be taking a big swerve in your path, your career path, into something that is really going to fulfill you. Where right now,
oh, 10 years, I'm going to retire in 10 years. I don't know. I'm going to retire in 10 years. I'm not going to work when I'm 75, so forget it.
Well, but if it's something you love and you don't consider work, you know, that's the thing.
Find something you love.
If it's something that is like you can't believe that you're making money at doing this one thing you love, you probably cannot call that work.
And remember, who you are right now today could be a horse of an entirely different color 5 to 10 years
from
now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for holding forever.
Yeah, hon. Thank you.
Okay. All right, I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
Yep, you know, all right.
Okay.
Know where to find this. We never hide.
I love that she does that. I love that they all do that.
Sure, we never hide. We are not hiders. Okay, let's see here. I had to punt another. Scammer number 2 had to get punted. Okay, let's move on. 609, you are the next caller, and that is in New Jersey.
Hello, New Jersey.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
We're magnificent.
Yes.
Good.
And
good.
Your first name, please?
Shay.
Hi, Shay. Have we had you on the show before?
No, this is actually my first time.
Well, welcome. Cool.
Yeah, we're glad to have you.
Awesome. You've been listening for a while, so you kind
of
are getting
the gist,
the flow. You know how the flow goes, so... What would you like to know, discuss, find out in the cards?
With a few details, if you could.
Yeah, it's just something general. Any messages that come through, I'm fine with anything. I'm open. So just a general reading.
Well, here's the thing.
Yep.
I can do this very easily for those that have had a few readings.
Yes, she does.
I have built a spiritual connection or intuitive connection.
Well, history, she knows a lot of ins and outs of what's going on in their lives and whatnot. But when somebody just rocks in cold off the street, basically.
Yeah, it's not going to.
You're going to get like a very cloudy, foggy reading. So if you like at least want to narrow it down to one area, love, work,
career,
family, friendship, animals, pets. Something that
I guess
most...
relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, relationships.
Okay.
Either one.
Are you involved with someone right now?
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So you're open to a relationship. You're on the market, so to speak.
Yeah, so to speak.
That's cool. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, mm-hmm. everybody thinks it's like, you know, it's starting to not be as much of a remember in the old days,
yeah.
it was huge. Oh, my God, you're 28 years old and you've never been married. What is wrong with you? In the old days like that. It's like, come on.
It's
you know what that means? I'm also 20 years old and never been divorced, assholes, what I would say to them.
Hurt
too.
Or...
Yeah.
There we go.
You know, so everybody thought you had, if you didn't get married by a certain age, there's something wrong with you psychologically or physically. So that's cool. You're open to a relationship. All right. And the cards are going down. Yeah, that's right. You're a first-time blog talker, so if you're watching on Facebook Live, you could actually see the cards going down. And there's a lot of cards. She doesn't just flip two. She flips a lot. And you heard the intro. So.
Yeah, and you know, Shay, I get the feeling that when it comes to relationships, finding yourself with somebody else on the same level has really been a struggle. And that you may wonder from time to time, from what I see here, if there even is really somebody out there for you. And I'm here to tell you that, oh, yes, there is. And coming along way sooner than you think. In fact, it's under a designation that I love. Those are folks that watch our show a lot, they know the designation is sure to come true. And boy, in all these years, which is 30-something, that I've been doing these readings, I cannot recall a single time that something that appeared here did not actually come to pass.
Okay.
And for you, I'm seeing it very quickly. Ooh, she's got that card of, you know, time here, which means like short period of time. And this, with the holidays around the corner, oh, I think you are going to find yourself face to face with a brand new love, a soulmate connection. It's going to be fantastic. And the thing that will really, and I know you'll say, oh, great, but I think the thing that will be most distinctive about this connection between the two of you is that both of you have known your share of loneliness or, you know, being sad in the past, that kind of thing. And all of the two of you, well, let me tell you, Christmas only comes once a year, but I'm seeing it'll feel like Christmas every day. And it can happen.
Oh.
It really can. So keep yourself in an expectant state for manifesting.
Be positive.
Where you're thinking, I know it's coming and I
yeah.
know it's out there. And it's just a matter of a little bit of time.
Just it's one of those, it's not if, it's a when attitude.
That's really what, yeah, I'm trying to say. Because I feel that this set of holidays is very likely going to be the last that you are partnerless. And this could be, oh, well, I want to tell you, there's serendipity attached. So it could be a last minute invitation. You get to go somewhere. Or you're thinking, I really don't want to attend that event, but go. Go, because serendipity is going with you. And watch and see. When you least expect it.
Roger that.
Yeah, go ahead now,
Jane. Your angel, healing angel card reading. So these are different than the ones we did last night. Your subject is achievement. Now, remember, she's a new person, so
right.
there's a lot of things going on that we know nothing about in her life, so she'll have to absorb this and think about it. Take a little time to reflect on what you have achieved to date. It is often easy to forget where you started from and how you've come a long way. Honor and be grateful for this extraordinary journey that is your life.
Now, I think that is really fantastic.
It's almost, we all should probably remember that too, a lot of us.
It's
probably
almost,
more, some more than others.
Yeah.
Based on struggles that they have.
Right.
Some people's journey has been a little bumpier than others.
So I really think that, oh, this is going to be so abundant for you.
Cool.
And I'm really glad you called in so that you could receive that message. And now the potential is so huge for this to occur for you that I think you'll be the happiest you've ever been in your life. And I don't often get to say that. So good luck to you, Jay. Don't forget where we are, because you can call us as often as you
want.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not one of those things like, oh, you just call 2 days in a row. You can call every single show we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to actually benefit you. And Deborah, she'll get to know you better, and your card readings will get better each time.
With more clarity, and things will start happening.
Yeah, we're not going to bill you because it's free.
Yes, it is free.
Yep.
All right, so stay tuned.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. I'm just putting you back on hold. You can listen if you want or run off and do what you got to do. All right. I think the time has come.
Four.
I typed it first, so it's quicker, but we're going to open the door. Oh, short little window for Messenger folks. Deborah Lee, clock is ticking. We'll wait a few seconds. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, maybe they just want to.
No, well, Laura asked. She was worried she missed the window a little while ago because she had to deal with dogs, and we know what that means. We all have to deal with dogs.
Wow.
Holy, 52 pickup. Better answer, Laura.
Hello there, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, it's just I'm doing 52 pickups here. Just making sure. Yeah. The deck exploded.
Oh, wow.
Right when you rang.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Maybe that's not a coincidence.
I would say it would be. Well, speaking of that, very nice segue, Jim. Laura, would you mind telling everybody about your experience the other day that you shared with me? I thought it was amazing and so awesome.
Oh, with my sister.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, a couple of days ago, I was sitting in my living room in the afternoon, and I asked my sister if she was around, and if she was, could she play with my TV, turn it off and on? Nothing happened. A couple hours later, I turn my TV on, I start watching it. My TV's going off and on, and the cable box is going off and on. So I started laughing, and I said, well, better late than never, I guess. And I said, okay, I know you're here. Can you quit with the TV? I'm trying to watch my program. And it stopped.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that is so extraordinary, isn't it?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So now
it was great.
Now you know she's around.
Oh, yeah. I always did, but I wanted her to show me something.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
So thanks for sharing that with everybody. And anybody else, if you ever have a really good story of connection with somebody who has gone to the afterlife, let us know. I'd really like to hear what other people experience. Now, Laura, what would you like your reading to be about?
Can you tell me who my spirit guides are?
I'll tell you, I can, well, do you even better. I don't know if you'd be into it, but if you are, I have really great guided meditations on how to contact and communicate with your spirit guides.
She asked me that the other night, and the only thing I said
and
is
I've been trying.
The thing is, I was basically just saying it's possible you might not be. You're not going to probably throw an actual name out.
Well,
name.
You know what, Lauren? You'll get the names through these meditations.
Right. You're not going to throw a name out.
Mine turned out to be a beautiful, her image was a beautiful lady, probably from, she looked like she was from a previous century, all dressed in white, and her name was Amma. And then I saw, and then there was a man there, and his name was Frederico.
And, oh, wow.
Yes. And you can keep going and find out how many you have. I got these meditations from the college I attended that was a metaphysical school. And they were made by the director. She said, we are free to share them. We cannot ever sell them. Well, I would be happy to share them with you.
I've got them.
Oh, you do? That's
you
great.
Sent me four or five.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope that one was in there.
I can't clear my head enough to get that far yet.
Well, you know what? It took me practice too, because I have a mind that can be like a jet engine. It just keeps going and going, and you know, and I have to keep pulling myself back into the meditation. But once you start to really get a glimpse of what they can do, for you, you start to gain a sense of concentration where you want to be in that space. And it's okay if you fall asleep. There are a lot of people that say, wow, I just can't stay awake during these. Because subliminally, you'll still, you know.
What a wonderful word that is.
What, subliminally?
That they should just make people say that word if they get pulled over for drunken driving sobriety test. Say that word three times, you know. Of course, then sober people would be getting busted. But anyway, go ahead, Deb.
Yeah, well, I'll still do them for you because you're having trouble making the connection.
Okay.
Gotta rock those cards, baby doll. Let me see who we got here. I gotta update my list. Sorry, folks.
Now sometimes I do get names, so just see.
See, I always assume, and I assume wrong. I said it was very unlikely you would pop a name.
Well, it's not that you're wrong. It just depends. You know, some people are very good with names in reading.
Yeah, it seems like a really hard thing to me.
Well, one good thing I want to tell you, Laura, it looks like your money is on the way.
Oh, good.
The money from forever ago.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Oh, please, I shouldn't have said anything yet.
Why?
I missed out.
That's okay.
All right, so maybe I meant to see this even though it was a missed deal. That right here, the money's coming a distance, and it's coming right to you.
Well, if it's meant to be, it'll be on the next set of cards.
It's true.
So the money that she said is meant to be, we'll see if it reappears. Or if it doesn't, if it's nothing, it still could mean that it's okay. Right? If it's all of a sudden...
I'm sure it'll come at the right time.
Well, yeah. It's
what a great way to put it.
Well, God, she's only waited forever. I don't know.
Yeah, over 5 years.
There's no way... Like six, isn't it? But there's no way that she could... I guess I would start feeling like, Jesus, you know, I guess it'll come when it's going to come because it hasn't done it anytime recently.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you reach that point, it's also like finding a partner. If you're all tense and, I mean, you're searching frantically, you know, scouring the bars and dating websites, what are you going to get? A loser, most likely.
Yeah.
Best thing to do is just say it'll come when it comes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on a lot of your beliefs. We could get into philosophy and just kill ourselves and all be hanging ourselves and by the time the conversation's over. But, you know, it's like, do you believe in destiny, that it's written?
No, but I think that...
I give it to the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or I mean, but some people are still like, well, you know, the future is the future, and you can do whatever the hell you want. It's already predetermined. And if you said, oh, I just made this choice, guess what? The future already knew you were going to do that. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Ow.
Anybody out there watched me just gently tap her? She acted like I just hit her with a sledgehammer. All right, go ahead, Deb.
Okay. Let's see what we got. First of all, yes, that money is still here, and oh, what a day it's going to be for you when you finally have that, you know, check in your hot little hand or you see it in your bank account, whichever way it's going to go. And you're right, it's going to come at the very right time. I wouldn't be surprised if it was before Christmas. Getting back
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, yeah. Getting back to... I'm seeing three. You've got two women and one man.
What was your original thing?
It's about her guardian angel.
Spiritual guide.
Spirit guide.
Yeah, I totally got lost in my own BS.
What did you say? Oh.
I totally got lost in my own BS spewing out of my mouth. Go ahead, Deb.
Okay. First, I want to ask you, since, you know, we're still getting to know everybody, did you have a difficult marriage? Or a difficult divorce, something like that.
Both. Yes.
You did?
Yes.
One of them came to you then and decided to stay with you because you were really going through a lot of turmoil and hardship, and it looked like your partner, your husband then, was not a good guy to you.
No.
So
it wasn't. No.
She felt very bad for you. It's one of the females. She felt very bad for you. And whenever you are really down, this one I'm hearing puts her hand on your shoulder and she presses her cheek to yours. She's right, aww, right there for you. And I'm getting a name that is something, it's weird. It's like Sistine. It's not Christine. It's definitely an S sound, Sistine. And not pristine. So Sistine, something Sistine. Or Sistine,
okay,
something. But she is a spirit guide who particularly loves to be close to those who are in pain and are suffering, you know.
Okay.
She's very good that way. And then, let's see, the male and the other female, oh, they're going to make themselves known. They're telling me they're going to make themselves known to you very soon. And this could be if you keep trying to work with those meditations. And, you know, you don't,
cool,
have to just lay there. Some people will do them when they're, say, driving, or they do them, but because they're not the ones that put you into full relaxation where you're going to, you know, drive off a cliff or something.
Right.
You could probably just sit quietly and pay as much attention as you can. But, yeah, these,
okay,
two are, they seem like they, like a brother and sister, very kindred.
Okay.
And he's got a weird name, too. It's like asterisk.
Asterisk.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not comma or exclamation point?
No, it's not an asterisk.
I'm sorry. I did not.
Asterisk.
Okay, thank you.
Asterisk.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be funny.
Yeah, well.
But you shut that down, didn't you?
And the female, I'm not picking up on. She's looked away. She's turned away anyway. But these,
okay,
two like to have a lot of good times with you, is what I see.
Okay.
So it's Sistine who is your one for when times are down. And when you're down and times are hard. So here comes,
okay,
Jim with some more angels for you.
Healing.
Okay, thank you.
The healing angel cards. Subject is kindness. A kind gesture rekindles your belief in the power of love. Remember to be kind to yourself.
Wow.
Nice. People forget that all the time.
Yeah, they do. Well, I hope this helped.
Thank you very much.
And if you get any insights, let us know.
I'd love to hear.
All right, well, say hello to your three spirit guides for us, okay?
All right.
Thank you, guys.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right, back to the phone callers who are patiently holding. We did not forget you. We had to just jump in for our folks. Let's see. We're going to area code 857, Massachusetts, 857.
Massachusetts.
Welcome to the shoe, and thank you. Shoe. I'm Ed Sullivan. Really good shoe. All right. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Who's on the line?
Hi.
Who are you? What
doing
is your first?
Good. How are you?
Good.
You're great. Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with Shamil.
Oh, I think we've talked to you before. Have we?
I've seen you guys before. I was wondering if we spoke before, so maybe. I just can't really remember. But I know I see you guys a lot online.
Okay, we probably have. It's probably just been a while.
Well, it's good to have you with us.
I think it's probably been a while because it's a unique and cool name, and I would remember if it was.
Oh,
recent.
I know. That's why it rang a bell.
Yeah, it rang a bell, but it's probably been many moons ago. All right.
Well, bring us up to date. And.
Yeah.
Tell us what you'd like to know for your reading.
What would you like to know?
Well, I'm kind of struggling in all aspects of life right now, financially, relationship, family. I'm a mess. I just don't know what to do, like where I went wrong, where to start.
Okay.
My question is there any hope for me to get out of any of this mess?
Well, if you had to pick one of all the pains in your asses that you would like to resolve first, which one would it be? The financial stuff?
Or the relationship? Or the other stuff? It sounds like you have no peace of mind.
So we could focus on one thing right now.
Okay, let's do relationship then.
Okay. Right.
Are you with somebody or are you not with a partner?
I'm not.
Okay.
Okay. You're currently not in a relationship, and is there any possibilities you see in your everyday life? Like, this might be something that's
somebody
gonna,
you like.
It's going to brew into something, or you just totally don't see anything right now in the future?
Maybe that's hard to answer.
Yeah, it kind of is at this moment, I guess.
Sure, that's no problem. No, that's no problem. Just trying to help out because you'll get the more information going into the reading, you'll get a better reading. But
the more often I give you readings, like on the show,
absolutely,
the more of a connection I'm able to create.
Yeah.
And then your readings will become very fluid for me. Very.
We do a gazillion blog talk shows a week, and you're welcome to call back every single one. You don't have to worry about. You can be a frequent flyer. Some people think they can't call back every show. You can. Your card's going down and standby.
Yeah, go ahead. I think you were going to say something.
Well, I was in a relationship, but that just recently, ended. Really recently, and then it just seemed like everything else went from the start of that, basically.
Okay.
So she's feeling the snowball effect.
It's almost like you're in a building that
terrible.
Used to give you great strength and comfort, and now it's crumbling around you. Okay, that's what I'm seeing here, is you're sitting there in a chair, completely alone, and it's like an apartment building. But there's nobody else around. And it's crumbling to the ground around you. And what I'm getting from your cards and from just intuitively listening to you is that this is a time in your life where it sure isn't going to feel like it, but this is the time in your life when you are going to begin again. And it means that what has been has to fall away. And eventually you're just going to be sitting safely within the rubble, but then it's time for you to get up and start putting one foot in front of the other. And a good way to do this is try not to look to the past too much, because it's done. What do you always say, Jim? The past is over. It's dead.
Yeah, if you have the ability to change the past, then you should maybe focus on it. Otherwise, just learn from it and move on.
Look for the lessons.
Look for the lessons.
Each of these heartbreaks.
That went really bad. Let me figure out why. Was it me? Was it them? Whatever. We just should never got together in the first place.
You should just say, it went the way it was supposed to. I did the best I could. Now I need to move on smartly.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons that they teach history, not just because it's interesting to people, but especially in the military, focused on history big time, because smart people don't repeat those mistakes. So you look at history and say, all right, what happened? What did I do this time? And then you look and say, this. And if you can do that and move forward, then you'll go more confident and you'll find the right person.
That's kind of how a man would do it. But we women are a little different.
Well, so you just want the biker drummer boy to come along and doesn't have any job. He just is so cool.
No, I mean more that we can become disconnected from our own lives, where nothing works anymore, nothing fits. And that's when the time is. You asked, you said, is there any hope? Oh, my God, your cards are filled with hope. And guess where it's got to start? From you, inside you.
And those comments I made wasn't about her.
Oh, okay.
No. It wasn't about her at all. No, it was just about in general what we should do.
But you are heading toward, as all of these preconceived ideas and the mistakes and all of the struggles start crumbling around you, you're going to realize that building was actually more like a prison. And now you're going to be out into the world. And, oh, my gosh, you have so much opportunity, so much potential. You just have to get to the place where you're ready to receive it. And you'll be amazed what's coming for you. Lasting love.
Yeah, and, that phrase where they say, when it rains, it pours.
Financial.
The reason they come up with those phrases, you feel like, damn, everything's going wrong.
Yeah, but that's right.
That usually means you're getting to the part where you're going to start moving up.
You can only go down so far.
Right. If you reach the bottom and said, every single thing in my life is crap, guess what? You're going to move up.
And I'm going to tell you right now, you strike me in your cards as a real fighter, that you have it in you to withstand whatever gets thrown at you. It just, when it all piles up, and especially when you're emotionally hurting over somebody, that's tough.
Yeah, that can screw up all the other things in your life, because it ruins your spirit. It ruins your spirit.
It really does. So where you start is with first some self-care.
That's, you got to look out for number one, because just think, there might be not many other humans out there that are going to help
you.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, if you've got around you a lot of people that are blah, 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 telling you, well, you should have done this or that, or, you know, you may have to disconnect from them for a while.
Take a temporary leave of absence from the people that want to just, I told you so,
well,
you should do this, I do that. I told you.
They think they're doing right.
But they do, but they don't have enough compassion when they say these things that they should have.
Yeah, and you know, you got very deep cards. There's a lot in you, and as you go forward in your life, you're gaining a lot of wisdom. And you might think, yeah, well, I can't take it to the store, and you know, but
not right now you can't.
Yeah,
but someday it may actually help you financially, because you're going to be so much wiser.
And a lot of these rough times in our lives are meant, like you said, to teach us something, to show us something.
Yeah, and I'm not saying right now you sit down and write down everything you're learning from all this, but your subconscious is going to remember some of these things, and you're going to have like those little flashbacks, the deja vu.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this guy is just like that other guy. Oh, I'm not going down that road again.
I'm
going
to say this. I know that winter's coming up there, and we're from Minnesota ourselves. Try not to let the dark winter months get to you. Go out and get, they're seasonal light bulbs that actually imitate the sun. Try to get enough light where you live.
You mean they have some UV in them?
Whatever it is.
Light.
They're used a lot up like Scandinavia.
Alaska,
stuff,
way up north
where
they have the land of the midnight sun. Stuff.
You just don't be too hard on yourself.
Which is UV.
You know,
okay.
I think you have a beautiful future, and I'm going to tell you, it's filled with a new love, financial security is coming, and peace of mind that you need so much. It'll be there.
And on that note, don't go. You have a healing angel card reading coming up, and it is actually the subject is one of the men, Archangel Gabriel. You will soon receive positive news. Channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear.
That is, Gabriel is one of the big dogs.
So it's like there are, even when we think there isn't a single human out there on our side, well, there's more than humans out there, angels.
Yeah. So take care. Call us often if you would.
Yeah, we do a gazillion shows. So.
Yeah.
You could be called just a jillion times.
Just know that things are going to get better.
Glass is half full.
Take care.
Thank you.
You're so
Thank
welcome.
You, and we wish you luck, and you should keep on calling back, and your readings will get better and better.
Yeah, they will. They will. So we will watch
I will.
For you. All right, honey.
All right. We're holding you to that.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you
for
very much. Bye-bye.
You held forever, too. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know, they're smart. Blog Talk is smart. Instead of playing like elevating music, which make people either hang up or jump off a cliff, these let you listen to the show, you know.
That is
All right.
pretty good.
And I know radio stations learned that a long time ago when they have people on hold. They let you listen to the show, too. But some of these businesses should learn something about what they make you listen to.
We're going to have to make sure we end on time. All right. We will likely.
Well, roughly on time. We're not going to just 8 o'clock stop. Right in the middle of somebody's reading. We never do that.
I do have a meeting I have to attend, so we can't go
very
more than 5 minutes. Okay.
Whatever.
But to everybody who's holding, there is tomorrow night. We're usually on here every night.
Monday, Wednesday, Fridays are very solid unless there's something going on with holidays, traveling, illness.
This is Tuesday, so tomorrow's Wednesday.
Right, so Wednesday,
and
that's what I'm saying. Wednesday is pretty certain.
Some of you on the other side of the pond, it's already Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, it has been.
So, all right, let's.
We're going to area code 306, which is in Canada.
Canada. Oh, I love Canada.
Or maybe not in Canada, but has a Canadian area code.
Where is Saskatchewan? Is that like way up there? My geography is failing me right now. Maybe the person on the phone can tell us. Well, they should be able to. Did you put them on?
306? Are you there? Oh, she's laughing at our stupidity.
Hello there.
Hi, it's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Oh, how are you? And where is, are you in Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
Okay, where is it?
Saskatchewan, Western Province.
Is that way up there?
Yeah, it's beside Alberta, Manitoba.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, we know where you are. Well, how are you doing, Nancy, and what's new?
It's a big-ass country.
It is. Their country's huge.
All right, go ahead.
I'm doing okay. My son believes that the baby is his, so unless he...
I remember it.
Remember,
right,
like...
Yep.
Like, yeah, so if he gets a DNA test, I'll probably have to pay for it.
I would pay for that big time, but...
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like he really wants to have one, does it?
He just believes that the child is his because he says it looks like his son.
Well, okay, yeah, I've seen a lot of kids that have two ears, two eyes, and a
is
nose.
It's already, the boy is already born?
Yes.
Yeah, she was born a month early.
Yeah. I know, and, you know, a lot of times we see what we want to believe we see, you know, and which is not a negative thing to say about him. You know, his heart wants it to be. His heart obviously wants it to be. That doesn't mean, like you say, DNA-wise, that it is, but the right thing to do is to find out. And she knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was her real back question again?
Well, she didn't really ask one yet.
What is your question exactly? One sentence, if you can.
Well, with my parents' will, they died like December 2018, January 2019, and it's not resolved yet.
Mm.
And my brothers are either like what my parents said, and then they're kind of blowing it out of proportion. I'm just wondering, I guess it would be relationship-wise with them.
Are they causing trouble?
There's some...
Oh, they're just saying negative things about me in their affidavits.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
You know...
Nothing like money and assets to make people turn into vultures, you know?
It almost makes you want to... And I know why some people... give all, like, the rich people give their money to their cat or give it to a charity because they don't want their kids to do this bullshit fighting after they're buried in the ground.
Right.
You know, it's like, really, if my kids can't get along and all they care about is the money I have, then I'm just going to give it to frickin' Goodwill.
Did your parents part it out to you kids, you know, where Nancy gets this and Bob gets that? I mean...
Sounds like it wasn't clear.
No. I was like, my two brothers... get all the land, and then the money is going to be divided between myself, two nieces, and a nephew, because my other two brothers are passed, too.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
My brothers that are passed, their children will get a portion of the money, too.
Okay. Now, I'm referencing my own father's will and how it went down, and I just want to ask you, and you're in a different country, so... it could be completely different.
That is a true statement, too. That is a whole different ballgame.
My dad left all of his property and business to his son because back in the old country, girls were supposed to get married and their mates took care of them.
Dowries.
So what we got was money. I mean, the money was split between three girls. But the son walked away with, well...
the businesses.
Yeah,
in the
he
land.
Got everything.
Businesses in the land.
And we shared what was the life insurance.
Yeah, it's kind of like for us, my brothers get all the land, and then depending on which will is valid, they may get a portion of the money or just the land.
And why is this dragging on?
It was, my father didn't use a lawyer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's usually the ticket. And you really want to know is how this is going to affect you and your family relationship-wise, right?
Yeah, well, I guess this time, yes.
Yeah, so you want to know about that.
Because I don't know, I just feel like I won't have a relationship after this, maybe, with my brothers, of course. There's not much of a one right now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you know, that happens.
Oh, yeah.
People become estranged for all kinds of, it could have been because when you all were younger, mom or dad was partial to the boys, or to maybe you were the sexy one.
There's a million different reasons. Yeah, it could be that there's a big age difference between the siblings.
It can be all kinds of
it
stuff.
It could be that one of the siblings, all of them moved away and did something different in another part of the country, even, you know, and everybody else stayed with the parents.
Well, I think you're going to get your fair share. Right now, that's what I think. And as for your family is fractured, and maybe once all this is comes to pass, because we were too, all of us kids, that dragged on for us. It was almost a year because my brother was the executor and he didn't take the time, you know, to go to the lawyer.
He just didn't care because he had his thing going on and he was all right. Yep.
So yeah. I think that though that all of you could work to get back together if you wish to.
Because you did, right?
Well, but it took a long
time. No, I'm just saying, but ultimately you did, is what I'm saying.
We at least got on speaking terms.
That's what
and,
I mean, I mean, there's nobody sending out hits on each other.
And as for your son, you know something? I think he just really wants that baby to be his.
Well, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah,
like you said, you know, if you really believe your heart manifests that thing, no matter what that kid looked like, he's going to want to believe that.
And the mother has a questionable character.
Yeah.
But having
this
child could potentially straighten her out.
Well, I think, I'm preaching to the choir, but obviously somehow, some way, eventually, maybe not now, but eventually the DNA thing has to go down.
If he goes through with it. Right now, I think he just wants it to lay the way it is.
It might not be this time, right?
He might just be placating you, Nancy. Yeah, yeah.
It might be later down the road.
But I think he really just wants it to be left alone.
Yeah.
He wants that baby.
Sometimes it doesn't happen until people are adults.
And it doesn't happen until they go to like Ancestry.com.
But yeah, right. It could even, I mean, sometimes it doesn't happen forever. But
and we found out, my little family, we found out Dad had another daughter with somebody else who was married, and she passed the baby off as her husband. But the DNA test proved, you know.
The DNA said negative, goes right.
It's a crazy world we're living in.
It is indeed. This is interesting. The subject of your healing angel card reading, remember, it's the healing one. That's a different aspect than yesterday. Positive outcome is the subject. The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things. Sometimes they were these like tongue twisters.
Yeah.
You will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
Oh, I love that. And that, I think, is this will coming to a close, being resolved.
And you know, she's worried about the relationship after the fact.
And
with,
maybe
with the siblings.
You all can try to put your differences behind you. You know, here's what I tell my son. Once you're looking at a tombstone, you can't fix anything. You know, not in the physical world. You can't.
Yeah. And if nothing else, even if
you
don't become this big, happy sitcom family where everybody's loving each other and joking around, if you go back to where you were, it's not a loss.
So, but I think you're going to come through this fine.
In other words,
you
don't want to be mortal
enemies. Hopefully, all the lawyers that they may be engaging with aren't going to use it all up.
Well, that's what they want to do.
That's
lawyers encourage balance.
Yeah, the state lawyer doesn't seem that great.
No, the lawyers say, oh, let's keep on battling because they have to keep racking up the ching-ching-ching.
Yeah, see, every hour is, my God, they're charging outrageous prices.
Well, I had to go down to the courthouse and file all these documents. That's $1.50 per page.
Oh, man. So hang in there, Nancy, and keep calling us.
Yeah.
We'll
Yeah, and with my son, with the baby, I'm kind of a skeptical. Obviously.
I don't blame you.
You know what? I'm not the card reader, but from just this guy with life, I'm on her side. I'm not buying it either.
Yeah, I say to my son, I don't want you to get attached. I don't want you to then find out it's not yours, or pay for a child that's not yours and then find out, you know.
All you can do is offer the best advice there is, and eventually he may come to that point where he goes, you know, I think I do need to get a DNA test. Now is probably not the time.
I hope it's soon, though.
I do.
Like this year, I hope.
Yep, I understand his concern.
It's going to be hard for you as a potential grandmother.
Completely understand.
What can you do?
Yep.
If it is his child, I would like to be involved, but.
And then there's that too.
Have you looked at the baby's face? I mean, do you see your son in there?
Not really, but I can't.
That's true. See, though, there's the both sides of the.
I mean,
as soon as I saw his son, I knew right away.
So she's not feeling it in her gut.
Yeah.
No.
Well, your cards are being real funky about it. The cards are signaling another man who is out of the picture. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to do the test because it's going to, first of all, make her baby fatherless.
Fatherless and?
And he's not, your son is going to be childless.
And there's the financial aspect of that.
Yeah, she wouldn't get
that. That she's probably really worried about.
She wouldn't get any money from him if it's not his child.
But she already knows all
this. You know, Nancy, if you call us more often, I can dig deeper into this.
Definitely.
It really helps to
have
frequent readings with me. And that's what we're here for. We're not here to trick or try to get people to buy readings.
We don't make money.
People right now need to buy food and buy gas. You know,
yeah.
You don't need to be spending money when I'm here for free most nights of the week.
Right, and your situation has got a lot of different things going on.
Oh, it does.
You should dig into it more often. But that's up to you on your free time.
Yeah.
If you have the free time.
Maybe the will be done soon, and then I can pay for my son's DNA test with it.
They're not that expensive anymore,
really. Like
they're really not.
No, 500.
They're not.
Yeah.
They're not even here. You gotta
we don't know about Canada.
Oh, that's true.
Here they're like $500. I have a client that started to have one on her.
They're not too bad. If you want to do it yourself, but I think I want to do it to legal, so it's a couple hundred dollars more.
Exactly. The only thing
a technician is doing it instead of you.
Yeah, and you get a document.
Then you know it's done right.
Yeah.
But the only
right.
The only thing you might want to think about before we go for the do-it-yourself is that could be the one, it's cheap, and it will convince your son to get the real one.
Well, that's true.
You might want to do the El Cheapo. Say, hey, son, let's do the El Cheapo. And then, this one says you're not, so maybe we should get the real official expensive one that's legal.
Okay, now one last thing just to bear in mind. If your son really doesn't want to do this, but you kind of urge him and make him do it, you might lose him a little bit too. I mean, I'd hate to see any of this come to pass for you as a family. He could become resentful.
If he agrees to it?
To keep his mom happy. But I don't think he's wanting to.
Yeah, that's kind of what he says. It's getting a DNA test because he believes it's his daughter. Please me, because
you know
I don't believe.
If I truly believed that son was mine, I would say I want it right away because it proved the world what I already want to know. I wouldn't be afraid.
Sure, but here's the catch-22 for Nancy. If he goes and takes the test and they're going to give them the paperwork and he says, yep, that's my baby, then if Nancy says to him, well, I want to see the document. You've just told your son that you don't believe him.
Well, I see what she's
and
saying.
See, that's what can drive a wedge into your relationship.
Yeah. He could have that have that test done and you'll never see the real result. He just lied to you about it.
Because I think he's attached to the baby.
The baby and the mommy.
Yeah. So.
Well, this is why she's got to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's only seen the baby. She's almost a month old, like next week, and he's only seen her like four times maybe. Like he was there at the birth and a few more times because he was gone away to BC for a couple weeks.
I just wonder, Nancy, when he's going to get served papers for child support.
Yeah, we don't know how they do it.
She might have found out in Canada maybe a DNA test will have to be done.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know the Canadian legal system.
That girl doesn't even come, she doesn't even come out in your cards, Nancy.
That's weird, isn't it?
She is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's not connected to his family at all. I think she's just looking for a source of support. And somebody to be there for the kid.
I personally believe the exact same thing. She realized she did some things she shouldn't have done, and now she wants to cover up her tracks and just, let's just go with this, let him believe this, let's do this, everybody be quiet.
Well, I remember telling you in a previous reading, she had sex with your son and two other guys.
Yeah.
So it's a crapshoot.
Yeah, and she knows it.
She
it must be the one she didn't admit to.
Yeah.
And then, right, exactly. Well, the card, she did the card, so it's not about admitting. Instead, does the card.
And here,
yeah,
the woman can say, it's your child, and if you want a DNA test, you have to pay for all of it unless you go to court, and maybe the judge would make her pay half.
But it's not, okay, here's the thing. He's going to end up paying child support for 18 years. If he doesn't find out if that's really his child. And he can't get a refund
in
if
the United
they do
States
it years later.
In the United States, you can't.
No, right. So you might want to take a look at your laws, Google them, and find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nancy, call us again, okay?
All right.
Anytime we're on. We want to follow this with you. We really do.
Yes, so definitely. And I'm on, I think, with Perry.
All the drama.
Yeah.
Well,
and we're all parents.
We're
here,
parents,
so.
And when you have children.
Yeah, they don't get it when they're that young, you know?
No, they don't.
No, and when you have children, that drama doesn't end at the age of 18. No, no, no. It changes is what it does. It changes.
That's true. Well, honey, we're going to keep you in our thoughts. And we'll talk to you
later. Thanks.
All right. Take care, Nancy.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay.
Have real problems, you know what I mean?
They do.
It's real.
And I feel for her.
Bring on Madonna.
Bye, Blog Talkers. Sorry about the folks that didn't get in.
Yeah.